TMP. Zoom in, get a good look. Yeah, it's me. Know where the fuck I'm from?
We don't play.
Yo. I'm reppin' LG and I'm the next great heavyweight. About to be the champ, nigga, every weight never safe. Level of potential, damn near out of space. About to skip the nigga who next, and I bet he wait. Ready for whatever, I'm coming fully equipped. About to show him I can spit, drop me a few hits. I think big, I just extended the clip. Yeah, we might party, but we will get on some bullshit. I thought I told you buffoons to stay tuned. I know I kept saying soon, they say I'm a late bloom. Gave it a little gas, I got him smelling in the fumes, blew past, now your career in the rear like views. First thing you learn as soon as you step out the womb is rep your hood until you go to the tomb. Gotta tidy up the game, suggesting you make room, cause I'm about to make a clean sweep like a broom. I know you wonder why he acting like that, how my attitude is never back down, always fight back. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn, look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I know the haters probably wanna see me fall off, honeys wanna jump on, so you need to jump off. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn, look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. Yeah. You should never bite the hands that feed you, and I don't know who running that feast, but I wanna eat too. I came through, stole the shine like a thief do. Now the honeys wanna lock me down like police do. Why your face all in my book? Oh, you can read too. Crowd in my space, fake friends so see-through. My man Mano told me how I should greet you. First I say hi, wave bye, then delete you. You not impressed, but I promise you'll be amazed. With the bins, with the rims, a year over legal age. It's Avatar Blue and they finding it kinda strange that when the sun shines, every time it move, the color change. It's Baker, and I've been on a steady grind. BK all day, Empire State of Mind. I hope you reppin' yours just like I be reppin' mine. Having trouble understanding, rewind it a few times. I know you wonder why he actin' like that, how my attitude is never back down, always fight back. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn, look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I know the haters probably wanna see me fall off, honeys wanna jump on, so you need to jump off. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn, look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I don't give a fuck if I've been gone for a while, it's like I did a bid right after I blew trial. I kill haters, dump the bodies in the pile, and my only two weapons is a high and a smile. Was given a few chances, made it all good across big bodies of water, reppin' my hood. Real niggas show love just like I knew that they would, and the ones who said I couldn't do it wishing that they could. They wanna get me out the game cause they mad, tryna say I'm taking performance enhancers for the swag. I laugh while I'm shopping for body bags, but I think it's kinda sad, a few toes need tags. I got riches now, came up out the rags. My life's so fab, I just throw it in the bag. They kicked me when I was down, even throwing a few jabs. If you didn't fuck with me, bet now you're wishing you had. I know you wonder why he acting like that, how my attitude is never back down, always fight back. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn, look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I know the haters probably wanna see me fall off, honeys wanna jump on, so you need to jump off. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn, look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn.
What's going on, y'all? Shanair, welcome back to you. We're definitely tuned into a brand new episode of Cleveland Radio. It is March 21st, 2014. It's through Friday night in New York City, a little bit chilly. You know, of course, you guys been paying attention to the news, especially in New York City. I already know yesterday, first day of spring. And already, niggas in Brooklyn are wilding. 14-year-old kid is in custody after shooting a killer man on a B-15 bus. You know, to get you started at a local supermarket, and one person tried to get on the bus to escape. The assailant caught up to the bus, got on, killed the other gentleman, so rest in peace to that guy. And, come on, man, it's only spring. It's not even summertime yet. Come on, let's just chill, relax, enjoy the women in nice weather and all that good stuff, you know. But let's just go back. We got some more shit, though. It's Free Game Radio, 347-857-4302. I hear RPG in the building a little bit later on, but I still got some hot shit. Of course, you know, I'm going to do the throwbacks right about now. Hit me on Twitter at Brooklyn Black, and we're going to have a good show tonight. It's Free Game Radio.
Check the vibe.
from the boulevard I landed. We used to kick routines and the presence was fitting. It was I, the abstract,
and me, the five-footer. I kicks the mad style, so step off the frankfurter.
Yo, Fife, you remember that routine? That we used to make spiffy like Mr. Clean.
A tidbit, a spidgin. I don't get the message, so you got to
okay.
Run the pigeon.
You're on point, Fife.
All the time, Tip.
You're on point, Fife.
All the time, Tip.
You're on point, Fife.
All the time, Tip.
So then grab the microphone and let your words rip.
Now here's a funky introduction of how nice I am. Tell your mother, tell your father, send a telegram. I'm like an energizer, cause you see I last long. My crew is never ever whack because we stand strong. Now if you say my style is whack, I swear you're dead wrong. I slay that body and El Segundo's and push it along. You be a fool to reply, the fight is not the man. Cause you know and I know that you know who I am. A special shout out piece goes out to all my pals, you see. And a middle finger goes for all you punk MCs. Cause I love it when you whack and MCs despise me. They get vexed, I will next and none contest me. I'm just a plot MC who's 5'3" and very brave. On top remaining, no, I'm training cause I misbehave. I come correct in full effect of all my holes in check. And before I get the butt, the gym must be a wreck. You see my aura's positive, I don't promote no junk. See, I'm far from a bully and I ain't a punk. Extremity of rhythm, yeah, that's what you heard. So just clean out your ears and just check the words.
Check the time.
On the boulevard of Linden, we used to kick routines and the presence was fitting. It was I, the Viper,
and me, the abstract. The rhymes were so rumpin' that the brothers rolled the Zach.
Hey yo, Tip, do you recall when we used to rock those fly routines on your cousin's block?
Let me see. Damn, I can't remember. I'll receive the message and you will play the fender.
You're on point, Tip.
All the time, Fife.
You're on point, Tip.
Yeah, all the time, Fife.
You're on point, Tip.
You're all the time, Fife.
So play the Resurrector, yeah, and give the dead some life.
Okay, if knowledge is the key, then just show me the lock. Got the scrawny legs, but I move just like Lou Brock. With speed, I'm agile. Plus, I'm worth your while. 100% intelligent black child. My optic presentation sizzles the retina. How far must you go to gain respect? Well, it's kind of simple. Just remain your own, or you'll be crazy, sad, and alone. Industry rule number 4080. Record company people are shady. So kids watch your back, cause I think they smoke crack. I don't doubt it, look at how they act. I'm off to better things like a hip-hop forum. Pass me the rock and I'll score them with the quorum and flopper. What you say, hammer? Proper. Rap is not pop if you call it that and stop.
That was lightning and raindrops. I'm tied up in a basement cocaine spot like Bangkok. I'm blindfold, Vietnam type mind control is torture. His accent sounds like the rarest culture. Asking me, my action free stabbing me gradually. Says his attribute was satanic, masonic, ironic. I felt reminded of my fast life ventures and winters. Blinded till the flashlight enters.
Yo, done. Before the sun set, call connect, get all the text. I'm vexed, this nigga soft as sex. Lost respect, let's off his neck, my caliber. Got me thinking on a higher algebra. See me, I'm just as foul as ya, but you ain't got no stallion. I'm in the bigger cheddar, G's and better. Armor vetters, Armani sweaters. Plus these crabs can never dead us. More money, more murder, more homicide. You catch that body, nigga, better had an alibi. You never know, it might just be your time. You take your ride to the pearly white gates, watch that suicide. More money, more murder, more homicide. You catch that body, nigga, better had an alibi. You never know, it might just be your time. You take your ride to the pearly white gates. Watch that suicide. Now government official got you sipping Cristal and Crystal. You fish, you foul, show you fell and took your fam with you. I'm out to get you, guaranteed every shell will hit you. Plus I'm on some shit too, laying down who's ever with you. Mafiosa, the New York City 90s ever so AZ. You know my culture, now my wolves is out to ghost ya.
Center of a rose on a graveyard, for real now. The stakes is up a half a mil now. I tried to grab him with his shield down, but walked in a crazy paid up, sharp and straight up. Gators from Barbados, never seen nobody play those. Lalo, it's what they called them. His head balding, sipping cappuccino, spilt in the silk suits with scolding. Laugh was vulgar, canvas paintings of the Isatola. And on his arm he wore a priceless vulture, tobacco pipe smoker. Escobar, your life is over, justify the righteous Nova. Bullets flew out his right shoulder, corpse leaving a foul odor. The firm volume one adjourned, bring it to a closure.
More money, more murder, more homicide. You catch that body, nigga, better had that alibi. You never know, it might just be your time. You take your ride to the pearly white gate, now watch that suicide. More money, more murder, more homicide. You catch that body, nigga, better had that alibi. You never know, it might just be your time. You take your ride to the pearly white gates, watch that suicide.
So now you're rolling with us, like co-defenders. No phony business, so know the difference. From supreme soloists to styles ancient as Moses scriptures. It's Latin kings, black hoopies, and white justice amongst us. Crime invades the minds of youngsters. Where it's pitch black, they can't see you. Godfather 3, 4 left for dead in a cathedral.
Now you're forced to listen. I got the mind of a grad from Princeton. Play your position, or soon you'll be lost and missing. It's far from fiction. My presence is like that of a Christian with ammunition. Putting states under submission. Street addiction got me tied and thorough with bubbles. Still in the ghetto, but in the cup where it's mellow. Incognito on the Lilo like Carlito. Cause we know niggas don't really want us to see though. You never know, it might just be your time. You take your ride to the pearly white gates, watch that suicide. More money, more murder, more homicide. You catch that body, nigga, better had that alibi. You never know, it might just be your time. You take your ride to the pearly white gates, now watch that suicide. More money, more murder, more homicide. You catch that body, nigga, better had that alibi. You never know, it might just be your time. You take your ride to the pearly white gates, watch that suicide. More money, more murder, more homicide. You catch that body, nigga, better had that alibi. You never know, it might just be your time. You take your ride to the pearly white gates, watch that suicide. More money, more murder, more homicide. You catch that body, nigga, better had that alibi. You never know, it might just be your time. You take your ride to the pearly white gates, watch that suicide.
Born alone, die alone, die alone. Born alone, die alone, die alone. Born alone, die alone, die alone. Born alone, die alone, die alone.
All alone in this wilderness. Who could figure life as ill as this? My vision's blurred from gorillas, missed guns, sprays. Strays left a portion of my crew and grave diggers that were true in ways unknown to these dudes today. Intelligence kept us all away from state evidence, cause it's evident this wall is control on dead presidents. Never hesitant, I'm soulless, filled with coldness. Born to uphold this, till I'm left dead from oldness.
Born alone, die alone, die alone.
My stripes show like regiments, military intelligence, murder game. I leave no evidence, credentials. Go ask my preschool, even talk to my old principal. He tell you how I used to pack a number two pencil. Stabbing students, grabbing teachers, Catholics, preachers. In the school staircase, cutting class, passing my reefer MO class. Operation Return, they tried to say I was incompetent, not able to learn. The tables turn now, got my own label I earned. Like the nigga said in Dead Presidents, money to burn. Queensbridge, pay homage, respect. Nas is a vet, acknowledge the rep. Pilots, baguettes, niggas is this and that. I'm just the best, putting all balance to rest. Between Latin kings and blood, La Sangre, blood is Spanish. So many thugs vanish, unite the system. The fight within the street wisdom to help teach a prison.
My free puff fly, anyone test a pun must die. Just give me one try, now you know you done fucked up, right? Ha, you ain't got no wins in me, casa. Take that five side, you ain't even in my class. I hate an actor that plays a rapper. I'm Trevor Squad, Beta Kappa, everybody's favorite rapper. Grand Imperial College material. You're insane criminal, the same nigga who known to blow out your brain mineral. I reign subliminal inside the visual. Try to supply your physical, but my spiritual side of it's lyrical. I'll appear in your dreams like Freddy do, no kidding you. Even if I stuttered, I would still shit on you. Soon as I chitter chatter, your shit is shatter. I'm the kid out of the Bronx that'll stomp you to death like it didn't matter. I'm even better than before, in the metaphor. Killers bet it all, I'm punk. Cause one verse, get them all played.
Hey yo, my attitude is subject to change. I mess around and spit 12 at the driver's side door, your range. Six hit you, the other six up in your dame. Mafia style, leave you with your watch and your chain. So take heed that not only can I flow, I can aim. Cause y'all misdemeanor niggas can't stand the rain. Better believe that whenever I see y'all, I'ma test ya. Only cause I know the faggots respect pressure. Hardcore like shit you get kicked out the yard for. Kids ain't the cops, but I lock niggas up. You can meet me in my cell, I soap and sock niggas up. Far as the flow go, you can let your dough show. Put your money on the table, we can battle on cable. Y'all hot dog niggas get Nathan's. Fuck around with Jason, that shorty from the locks, John Flavin.
My son, cool out, what? Don't beef, yo, throw the tool out. Let's run these niggas, kidnap they work, make them move out. Crush cash, hands is like glass, keep the heat in the dash. Did some dirt for some work, caught a gash. The flicker rocker, wicked sneaker rocker, footwear. Strike me out, guard stacking up joints, rack them like footlocker. This is raw, raw like fuck, kid represent. Hit the Crenshaw, hold my word stronger than the Ben store, relentless. The anthology consolidated with the quickness. Dressed up in the wig and blouse, chillin' sickness. Lex imagination, large go-karts. Peek of both the squad brains that connect. Put on the older guard, specialist, icicle-less. Woolrich collar, feelin' the rich. Work for $8, don't snitch. That's why broke niggas who got hard guard. Sign them up, start the wind up. We John Blaze and Darnin' in the lineup.
John Blaze. John Blaze, John Blaze, Johnny Blaze, ain't a damn thing changed.
It's simple mathematics, you gotta love us. Cause Joey Crack plus Gad equals a lot of dead motherfuckers. Just when you thought I was done, I recruited pun. Terror squad and the prize, undisputed done. I'm from the slums where it's worse. Bust my gun, still it hurts. For fucking with my funds on the first. And go to church like a mobster. Discuss your death over stripping lobster. With my Cuban partners, Lucas with the cartridge. When he shot, run up on any block. Disrespect any cop. Used to run many spots, now I own shops. Gore-Tex with the lock, 564 bills a pop. I'm hot, who wanna get burned? I 5-1 to get nod and watch your whole fucking head turn. You best learn to parlay. I've had a hard day. Fuck around with the dawn and get John Blaze.
John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze.
Rock and roll, whether your projects put on hold in the real world. Way Popo got the millions and my woman's disrespected. If you check 1-2, my word of advice to you is just relax. Just do what you got to do. If that don't work, then kick the facts. If you a fighter, ride a bada, flame ignite a crowd exciter. Or you wanna just get high and just say it. But then if you a lie, lie, pants on fire, wolf cry, agent with a why, I'm gon' know it when I play it. It's bigger than hip hop, hip hop, hip. Biggie Smalls, if we don't get them, they gon' get us all. I'm down for running up on them in they city hall. We ride for y'all, all my dogs, stay real. Don't think these record deals gon' feed your season, pay your bills, because they not. MCs get a little bit of love and think they hot. Talking about how much money they got. All y'all records sound the same. I'm sick of that fake thug R&B rap scenario all day on the radio. Same scenes in the video, monotonous material. Y'all don't hear me though. These record labels slang, I taste like dope. You could be next in line and sign and still be writing rhymes and broke. You would rather have a Lexus or Justice, a dream or some substance, a Beamer, a necklace or freedom. Sisters like me don't play, hey, I just stay awake. It's real hip hop and it don't stop till we get the popo off the block. They call it hip hop, hip hop, hip.
Coolin', man.
Chillin', chillin'. Yo, you know I had to call. You know why, right?
Why?
Because, yo, I never, ever call and ask you to play something, right?
Yeah.
You know what I want to hear, right?
What you want to hear?
I want to hear that Wu-Tang joint.
Wu-Tang again?
Yeah, again and again.
Like smoking Joe Frazier, but Hellraiser, raising hell with the flavor. Terrorize the jam like troops in Pakistan. Swinging through your town like your neighborhood Spider-Man. So all tick-tock and keep ticking. Well, I get you flipping off the shit I'm kicking. The Lone Ranger, co-red, danger. Deep in the dark with the art to rip the charts apart. The vandal, too hot to handle your battle. You're saying goodbye like Devin Campbell. What's next? Inspector Dex on the set. The rebel, I make more noise than heavy metal. The way I make the crowd go wild. Sit back, relax, won't smile. Ray got it going on, pal. Call me the rap assassinator. Rhymes rugged and built like Schwarzenegger. And I'ma get mad deep like a threat. Blow up your project, then take all your assets. Cause I came to shake the frame in half with the thoughts that bomb. Shit like math. So if you wanna try to flip, yo, flip on the next man. Cause I grab the clip and hit you with 16 shots and more I got. Going to war with the melting pot.
It's the Method Man for short, Mr. Map. Move it on your left. And set it off, get it off, let it off like a jack. I wanna break food, cop me back. Small change, they putting shame in the game. I take game and blow that nigga out the frame. And like fame, my style'll live forever. Niggas crossing over like they don't know no better. But I do, true, can I get a soul? Enough respect due to the 1-6, ooh, I mean, oh. Yo, check out the flow like the Hudson or PCP. When I'm dusting, niggas off because I'm hot like sauce. The smoke from the lyrical blunt make me
ooh. What, grab my nut, get school.
Ow,
here comes my sound, let's down. True, B-H, my beam, why you? To my crew with the
yeah, yeah, yeah. Come on, baby, baby, come on. Baby, come on, baby, baby, come on.
You best protect your neck.
First things first, man, you're with the worst. I'll be sticking pins in your head like a nurse.
I'll attack any nigga who's slack in his mat. Come fully packed with the fat brother stack. Same on you when you step through. Two, the old dirty bastard, straight from the Brooklyn Zoo. And I'll be damned if I let any man come to my center. You enter the winter, straight up and down that shit. Cam, you can't slam, don't let me get fool on the man. The old dirty bastard is dirty and stinking. Ace on your nigga rolling with the knife of the creep. Niggas be rolling with a stab, ain't saying gas. Fight my style, I fight the motherfucker.
Yeah, I lie, my style is wild, so book me. Not long is how long that this rhyme took me. Ejecting styles from my lethal weapon. My pen that rocks from here to Oregon. Here's more again, catch it like a psycho flashback. I love gas, rap with a gun, you wouldn't bust back. I'm going with all types of shapes and sounds. And wherever I lounge is my stomping grounds. I give an order to my peeps across the water to go and snatch up props all around the border and get far like a shooting star. Pursue our all, just live on the life of Pablo Escobar. Point blank as I kick the square bitch. There it is, the fuck pros and there it goes.
Yo, chill with the feedback block, we don't need that. It's 10 o'clock, ho, where the fuck just see that? Feeling mad hostile, ran out postal. Going like Christ when I speak the gospel. Soul with the holy roll, then attack the globe with the bucket. Style, the rocket. 10 times 10 men committing mad sin. Turn the other cheek and I'll break your skin. Slain boom bangs like African drums.
LB.
Coming around the mountain when I come. Crazy flamboyant for the rap enjoyment. My plan increased like black unemployment. Yeah, another one there. Took a genius, take us the f*** out of here.
The woo is too slamming for these coke killer labels. So ain't had hit since I seen Aunt Mabel. Be doing all the sin like Kane did table. Now they money's getting stuck to the gum under the table. That's what you get when you misuse what I invent. Your empire falls and you lose every cent. We're trying to blow up a scrub. Now that thought is just as right as a 20 watt light bulb. Should've pumped it when I rocked it. Niggas so stingy they got short arms and deep pockets. This goes on in some companies with majors that scared to death the pump these. First of all, who's your A&R? A mountain climber who plays an electric guitar. But he don't know the meaning of dope when he's looking for a super tie rap that's cleaner than a bar soap. And I'm the dirtiest thing in sight. Matter of fact, bring out the girls and let's have a mud fight.
You best protect your neck. You best protect your neck. You best protect your neck.
Hey, what's good? Pre-game radio. It's me in Brooklyn Black, 347-857-4302. And tonight, our featured guest of the evening to hear is definitely in the building. What's good, brother?
Yo, can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you, man. What's good? What's going on?
Okay, yeah, all is good, G. Glad to be here, man. Shout out to everybody that's listening. One love.
All right, so for those who don't know, let the people know who you are, where you're from, and what you bring to the table of hip-hop, man.
Okay, that's what it is. My name is Tahir RBG. Repat Nation is the situation. That's the crew I roll with, RBGs worldwide, and we're bringing that African liberation to the game. That's what we're bringing, 100% unadulterated, and we're making moves with it.
All right, so how long you been rhyming, you know? Did you start rhyming? Did you produce and go into rhyming? Or were you like just chilling?
Yeah.
Like, you know what? 1 + 1 = 2. My favorite color is blue. And you just ran with it.
You know, I've been rhyming, man, forever, man. I've been, hip-hop is in my veins, G. That's what I do. So I've been rhyming. I've been writing, graffiti writing. I've been... I'm not too good of a breaker of popper, but I was doing that, and I definitely was hooking up the boys that everybody was breaking on. You know what I'm saying? My DJ skills ain't up, but I can carry a little party a little bit. But yeah, hip hop, that's what I do, G. And definitely the fifth element, the knowledge. You know, that's all day. That's without a doubt.
All right, so now you coming out of Florida, right? Jacksonville, I think.
No. Florida, yeah, Orlando is where I'm at. But, you know, yeah, the whole state, I'd be all around the state.
Okay, so Orlando, Florida now. How is really the hip-hop scene out there? You know, we got what we see on TV as far as Florida rappers, as far as Ross and Khaled and Flo Rida and all that. But what's the underground, the unseen, the conscious rap scene like down there?
It's here, man. It's here. It's just like any other state. When I was living in New York, you know, people in Florida thought New York was all about puffy and, you know, and shiny suits and all that. But when you get there, you see that back when I was staying there, the dress code was camouflage. You know what I'm saying? So it's the same thing, man. Like down here, you know, you got all the radio artists that you see, but the conscious community is definitely here. Hip hop is definitely alive and well, and we're making moves with it down here, you know. And you know, now that the internet is cracking, it's worldwide. You know, you got Florida artists. People don't even be knowing. Yeah, that dude right there, he's from Florida. You know, so it happens like that, man.
All right, now, when you sent the press kit, me and my staff, you know, we were going over, and shout out to Evan A. Hayes and Spoken Lady Steel, and, you know, we was like, yo, reunited moms from kidnapped child, what happened? So we digging in, and it's pretty much, you know, it's pretty much a real in that deep, you know, story, just pretty much on how, not saying the black man was just pretty much ripped from Africa and brought to the U.S., and the whole union is that brother returning home and going back to Africa. So, like, you know, I really, because like I said, you know, the first time he's like, yo, he was kidnapped, and oh, shit, like, he really got a story now. you know, but as, like, you know, like I said, as we got into it, we understand, you know, started to break it down, we started to understand, you know, because, we hear, you know, we listen to a few brothers, you know, Parent A brother, Bobby Hammond, you know, we listen to a few of them. So we definitely know about the whole consciousness and everything. So we like, oh, okay, we got it.
Yeah,
all right.
I'm glad y'all felt that bio, man. That, you know, that bio is mine and yours, and every African here in the wilderness of North America. That's our story, you know what I mean? We was all over the globe before slavery, and, you know, there ain't no beginning or end to our existence. But, yeah, for some of us, yeah, you know, some of our descendants, yeah, we was under them boats. We came over here,
man.
And, you know what I mean? So, yeah, that bio as far as, yeah, getting over here and then just remembering who we are, you know, that's what it was all. That's what it's all about, and I'm on a constant journey with that, man. That's why it's called Repat Nation, meaning repatriation nation. You know, talking about, you know, a holistic repatriation from your spiritually to physically and musically and all of that. You know.
Okay, now definitely, because I was about to ask you Repat Nation what it was. You just broke it down, so I'm. Like that shows you on that wavelength, so that's definitely popping. Now,
yes, sir.
Coming up in this hip hop, you know, shit. Who are your influences? Because I know seeing videos and everything, and just how you're talking, you know, you OG, you've been around a minute, you know. So your influences that really kind of pushed you towards to do this thing. Who are they? Who are you listening to coming up?
Oh man, you know, coming up, being from Florida, I was listening to. Shoot, man. First, you know, of course, that the message and all that hit us out here, just like everybody all around the world, with, you know, Mel and Mel and them. But yeah, then it went to Two Live Crew, went to Gucci Crew, went to Poison Clan. You know, a lot of Florida artists. That's when you back in the days when you could go to a section of America and hear artists in that section doing their thing, you know, and you might leave that section or leave that state, and you may not hear from them no more, but they the biggest thing in the state. So that's how I came up, and as far as the quote-unquote consciousness, you know, that P.E., Chuck D., Professor Griff, that's who raised, that's who opened my eyes, and next thing you know, man, that N.W.A. tape meant a whole nother, I mean, everything just had a whole nother meaning, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I took it in. Not to say I was still, you know, pumping all the songs that I had before, you know, and being on that. But they opened my eyes, man, and let me see that, you know, it's bigger than that hip hop, and you know, that's what it was about. You know, that's what I came up on.
All right, now just going through your tracks and stuff like that. To me, I kind of find it. To be a rhetorical question I'm about to ask, but I'm real interested in the answer. Who are you listening to now?
who I'm listening to now, you know, I'm listening to quite a bit of music, man. Like, I stay up on all the new stuff just because that's just me. I like to hear what's out there. You know, I'm up on all the, on everything, like, you know, just everything that's coming out. I'd be checking it out on the blog site. But who I got in my deck, you know, of course, yeah. I listen to myself. I ain't going to lie. Every MC listens to himself. I listen to the shit out of myself. And Sovrock, this sister named Sovrock out of God Hop Movement, that's my sister right there.
Yeah, shout
my
out brother to Sovrock. Yeah, I've been following her movements on Twitter. Like, she's definitely dope. Shout out to Sovrock.
Yeah, man, we got a remixed her album, Babylon, and it's dropping, actually, I think it dropped today. The remix is called The Fall of Babylon. Yeah, that's the remix album that I remixed the entire album. But, yeah, I listen to that. I listen to Mike Flo, all my RBG fam, you know what I'm saying, DPs, Zaid, Malik, you know, and then on another level, man, I listen to my brother Aunt Benu on Cool Kim Radio, man. Like, that's my brother in Repat Nation, you know. Hopefully everybody can just check that out. Cool Kim, K-H-U-K-H-E-M, Cool Kim Radio. You can just Google it, man. He got dropping jewels every Sunday, crazy. So, you know, I listen to that, man. You know what I mean? I don't even turn that shit on. You know what I'm saying? I go and try to find something what I want to hear. You dig?
Gotcha. Now, you said you remixed some stuff from Sovrock, so you've definitely done producing. What other titles do you have under your belt to your credit?
Oh, man. Well, Dead Prez are my brothers, man. Me and Stick grew up together, and we met M1, you know, when we were still fairly young. And, you know, so I produced that first Let's Get Free album, pretty much most of it. A little bit of the second album, the Turn Off the Radio series. Did some production with The Roots, 69 Boys, worked with Jay Electronica. My man Shabam Sadiq, shout out to Shabam Sadiq. Yeah, we got it in real heavy. I can't even think of all of them, man. A lot of soundtracks and, you know, different things like that. And then, you know, and then my own albums, of course.
So you've done the production, you've done the MCing. Where do you feel more comfortable? Where are you more at home?
You know what, man?
Behind the mic or in front of you?
It's pretty much both, man. It depends on the season. Like, if I've been doing a whole, because I got, like, 13 albums, so when I got done on this one mix CD series that I got, Blackberry Files, all of a sudden I said, man, I feel, I just had the beat itch. So I was like, man, I made mad beats. Then I was like, oh, I need to put together an album. Then I just start pushing a few beats around, just seeing what people thought about it, you know. But it's just like whatever's clever, man. I feel good behind the mic, on the mic, you know, sitting in the studio, just giving my opinion to somebody, you know what I mean? Like, I live and breathe it. So, you know, both of them is all good to me, you know?
All right. Now, you produce, like, you know, Dead Prez, The Roots, The Electronica. Which of those people you've named is it more of a relaxed, you know, it's always a different experience? Now, I know it's probably more of a history that you have with DP, but as far as a whole, like, which was more of a, you know what I'm saying, which was more of a crazy experience or just one type of once-in-a-lifetime experience? Because you named some names where we know on Waxes, these are some real deep characters,
yeah.
You know, so as far as working with them, spending as much time with them, which gave you that type of feel?
You know what, man? It's two that really stand out. One, definitely my brothers, Dead Prez, when we did that Let's Get Free, yo, it was a synergy there that, it wasn't just a regular, I got a beat, y'all rap to it. Like, you know, because we brothers and because, you know, we know each other parents, we go in, you know, fussing, and then at the same time, you know, that's my homie. Don't nobody better never think about doing nothing to him. That kind of level. It's a experience to make music, you know, that you know, that's just telling our story, and just to see our story get on wax, like, you know, when we recorded it. And yeah, that was definitely a that was an experience. And then two, man, doing that beat that I did with the Roots with Black Thought, I did a joint called The Water on the Phrenology album, and I had the beat, you know, and I just, at first it was for his solo album. He was about to do a solo album with all Beat Machine beats. Man, if that thing came out, it would have been crazy. That joint was nuts. But it didn't, so for some reason, they didn't get to come out. So they did keep my song and put it on the Phrenology album. But when I was in the studio with Black Thought, man, I mean, I seen him come up with that rhyme, like, on the spot. And I couldn't believe it. Like, that, I was like, wow, now this was a, that was an experience to see him. And he laid it, and the vocals that he laid was the first, boom, boom, first take, laid the vocals, those are the ones that we hear now. And I was so green that I was like, yo, man, you sure you want to do that again? He's like, nah, I got it. I'm like, yeah, because I hear, you know, so I'm trying to tell him, you know, about MCing, and this man just showed me true mastery right in front of me, and I you know, I'll never forget that. You know, now I look back on it and say, man, I was really blessed to be in that situation, you know?
Definitely. We're going to get into one of the tracks right now. Let us know about it. What was the whole premise saying? Well, you know, what pretty much just got you to do this one? It's going to Answer the Dough.
Answer the Dough, man. What Answer the Dough is about is the Trayvon Martin incident that happened here, down here in Central Florida, in Sanford, which is like 15 minutes away from Orlando. And, yo, man, it's like the whole world had, you know, everybody talking about Florida Week. They ain't standing up. And it's like, but nobody came down here really to see what we was doing in the hood. Like, everybody got, you know, everybody else's opinion on how we felt about it, you know what I'm saying? But they never came to the hood and said, yo, in the hood, how y'all feel about it? If they came down here, they would realize that we weren't playing. Everybody rolling, and I don't think there will be too many Trayvons in the hood, because it would have had to been two stories that wouldn't have been told. It wouldn't have been one. It had been two stories not told. So I went ahead and just laid that, man. I felt like I had to do it, and just was hoping that, you know, people could hear it and just get another viewpoint of how we felt down here about that situation. You did?
All right, most definitely. We got Answer the Dough to HRBG in the building. Shout out to Reed Pat Nation, 347-857-4302, live and direct on Pre-Game Radio. This is Answer the Dough, and we'll be right back.
Bill, I just offered five reasons, five specific examples of how there is contempt still in this country for African American men. The bottom line is the same. Black life does not have the same value as white life in America, and that's sad, Bill.
Well, I can solve the problem by federalizing gun crimes, but you wouldn't back that, because you'd say the sentencing was unfair when the guy with the gun got 20 years.
I can solve the problem, too. Arm every black person in America, and then let's see what the NRA has to say.
What you waiting on?
I hear their stories of despair penetrate the air.
Right.
DJs is well aware,
right.
And still they don't care.
Right.
And war's all fair,
right.
I ain't never scared. Hell to the yeah, I'm about to take it there. I'm outside of the industry, you can't shush me, you can't blip me. We independent with strategy, you can't handle me, you can't diss me. My ancestors uplift me, my community is here with me. All the priests, all the streets, no weapon prospers against me. Repat Nation, the situation, love, a Joe Shane. We bout that African liberation, don't fuck with us cause we don't plan, we don't march.
charge, we don't protest. We send the forces at your chest. Meditation and divination, repercussions is no stretch. Gun show at the fairground, weapon permit to tote it round. I can never be Trayvon, they try to God and I cut them down. And if they take me, it's all gravy. And do I whirl, I still hunt them down. I get way grizzly and more crazy and vote my name is like 100 rounds. I pray to self that I repatriate before that happens. Let's hope I'm just rapping and I don't see no action. But if I do, so be it. Just build my shrine to feed my kind. I'll be that way you need it. Gone. I hear RBG, a.k.a. Pyramid Kids. Represent Africans all over this motherfucker. Florida, what up? It's our time, baby. We got to stand up and say something about it. They don't know how we feel about it. They don't know what we doing about it.
Game Radio 347-857-4302, Brooklyn Black Tahir RPG. Answer the bell. Now, it's kind of cool that I played that one first and we actually went into it because, let me see, up here, when the whole case broke, and I was saying pregame radio, we was pretty much finger to the pulse and everything. We was checking all the sites associated with us, CNN, we was checking everything up to the date as far as went up to trial, everything, and the reaction we saw, like, we didn't see, like, how you said, the reaction of everyone in the hood, you know what I'm saying? We saw all of those, I call them media revolutionaries, you know what I'm saying? They come out, they say something when something happens. They're all talking about it when something happens or until the next big controversy happens. You know, now, even us up here in New York, once the verdict broke, you know, yeah, there was marches and protests and things like that, but as soon as that Occupy Wall Street shit came, everyone was all over there. You know, and a couple months faded, and, you know, and I know a lot of niggas lost sight, you know what I'm saying, of what happened there, because also after that, another kid got shot just for blaring his music.
Yeah, Jordan Davis in Jacksonville. Yeah, man. Yeah, you know, I mean, these are just names that, you know, they're choosing to show. And then the cracker who shot him, he ain't go to jail for killing him for murder. You know, he went for other shit. I mean, I don't look to these crackers to give me no justice. I don't, you know, whether they yay or nay, that, you know, I don't even give them enough credit to even have that jurisdiction over my thoughts or life, so, you know, it don't matter. But at the same time, yo, you know, I think that was just, those two incidents are just the ones that got pumped up, not to mention all the unnamed ones that all through every hood, you know what I'm saying? They down here in Florida, they in New York, they out west, they all over the world. And I think one thing that we got to do is just, preparation, man. Preparation, self-preservation, self-defense, and then having our mission. Like, our mission can't be to power build this motherfucker. It got to be to power build our own situation. You know what I mean? And, you know, really look at it. Really take it to the bank and see, like, damn, you know, what do I have here? You know, I bought me a house and I bought me some land, but I'm right there. I'm right in Alabama. Like, yo, you know, even though this whole shit is our land, you know how it is. If somebody took over the block, you're gonna have to clear it, or you're gonna have to go OT and get your weight up and come back. One of the two, you know. So, you know,
you got all this going on, and I just got to know because this was the track that really put you on my radar. Now, Asian-ass niggas, you know, because even us being on Freaking Radio, you know, we joke, we poke fun at, you know, the Nicki track and how the big outrage came because for the single cover, it was the picture of Malcolm and looking-ass niggas, he looking out the window,
you know. What really was it that broke the camel's back that drew first blood, made you be like, you know what, fuck it, I'm going after all of them?
Well, you know, it was that. It was bringing our ancestors, our great revered ancestors, the ones who did so much work and paved the way, and she just bought it in like, yo, yeah, I think I could use this picture to push this bullshit that she's on. You know what I'm saying? And don't get me wrong, I want to just say real quick, and I'm going to get back to it. Yo, I pumped all of that Cash Money record shit. I never bought an album. I will not give no money to the bullshit. But, yo, I like Back That Ass Up. I like High. I like Lil Wayne. I like all that shit. But, you know, when you start pulling our ancestors, people that, you know, nah, you can't do that shit. That's a no-fly zone. And everybody got their line. You know what I mean? Everybody got their, okay, you done went too far. That was for me. That was too far for me. And I said, you know what? All of this Bocce Boy business that they up to any goddamn way, I said, yeah, man, let me go ahead and do my thing, take off on them, and just, you know, just let it be said, even if it's just for me. You know, I just want to make sure that I ain't let that shit go unchecked, you know. So I seen it, I responded to it, and, you know, that's what it was.
All right, so pretty much the response, we're going to get into it. 347-857-4302, pregame radio, Tahir RPG in the building, holding it down, dropping jewels of science and knowledge and just shit you niggas need to know, point blank, period, all walks of life. This is shit you need to know, shit that's going on in your life. So he's definitely here, keeping getting y'all informed, just getting y'all with it, and he's giving y'all ill tracks. But we're going to get into aging ass niggas, and we're going to keep on this topic here. It's pregame radio. We'll be right back.
Look at these Asian ass niggas. This how the babies gonna find out about Malcolm now, huh? Oh yeah, I see what you're trying to do. Should have been said something to y'all. Fuck that, RBG's up. We in the building now, nigga, take off. Look at these Asian ass niggas always throwing in your face how they making cheese niggas. Bloodsuckers of the hood, vampires, Blade told me put a stake in these niggas. Pledge allegiance to the paper cocaine, cause fangs, gold chains, chinchillas. Them real mogul ass niggas all dick in the booty, real homo ass niggas. Underdressed over sex, Weezy fucking baby, that shit suspect. Kill me in the video and show him Malcolm X, I'ma take it as a threat, niggas gotta get checked. Now you wanna rape niggas, Uncle Ruckus ass bitch, you must really hate niggas. I ain't feeling you, nigga, that European mind frame killing you, niggas. Yeah, right, they some government tools, yeah, these niggas getting used, but these niggas ain't fools. Took the cracker off so they follow their rules. Get a couple dollars, now you feel you can't lose. Hope you deal lifelong, hope you never get old and make all the right songs. Cause when it get took from a nigga, the whole hood gon' be like, look at these niggas. Look at these homosexual agenda pushing ass, dry snitching ass, EDM faggot ass niggas. Bitch, y'all babies is seeing this, don't you know that? And y'all gon' still try to give them a pass? Fuck outta here. Rah, I can't wait on these niggas. Fuck sitting down, I ain't debating these niggas. Rah. I'ma take it to the shrine and petition old goon to start slaying these niggas. Rah. Pour the liquor, blow the stogie, resurrect the dead homies, let them pray on these niggas. Rah. All for the sake of getting rich, Tiggeray, please bang on these witch-ass niggas. I would never give a pass to their so-called ignorant ass. Put them on blast, Michael face tied to a hoe. Let a bitch lie, what for? Nigga, this woe. Sign sharp into a book deal, that nigga helped crackers try to get us out of kill. Now, help me out, go figure. Why would drug dealers son of snitch-ass niggas? They know why. They posse so sloppy, they jocking Versace, cause all of them fossy doing anything to wake up in the Bugatti. I'm hoping y'all finally see. Say police, all the videos and the music is an overt attack on the black fam unit. So fuck a boycott, put their names in the pot, somebody gotta do it. There you go. Say do I owe to the head roof. Yeah. Time here, RBG, Repat Nation is the situation. No more of that fuck shit, baby. We calling y'all out now. And if you give a fuck, share this shit. Make sure you push it around. Let's make sure it get right to these motherfuckers. All these blood-sucking ass motherfuckers. And if you one of them motherfuckers, then fuck you too.
It's your girl, Cherry Johnson, and I'm feeling good tonight. I'm sitting here next to my boy, Brooklyn Black, and we're in the pregame.
Yeah, the pregame radio, Brooklyn Black, Ty RBG in the building. Shout out to Florida Stand Up. You guys are heavy on the check-in tonight. Much appreciated.
Word.
Every time I hear that shit.
Yo, they needed that one, G.
Every time I hear it, it's like, yo, it's like you're hearing it for the first time. The first time I heard it, I was like, wait a minute. Did he really just go and dissect it and just come back and like, yo, man, you can't, and I hear what you're saying, but, you know, there's a few things that, you know, we got to break down for those who may not know, those who just heard it as, oh, he dissed and went and at the same time, yeah, you did it, but you had knowledge in there. So it was like a fucking diss track sandwich, you know. It was diss track, a message, and diss track. You know what I'm saying? And really, and you could tell by style as you did, you know, you came up in the old school because it's straight up the lyrics. It's bars. It's not Dr. Seuss rhyming. It's not, you know, some Sesame Street head red. Blue, true type shit, you know. It's really, you actually riding that beat, and you're just, and you're dropping shit, you know, reminiscent of Rock Kim, X-Clan, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, wow.
Doing it like that. Yeah. Now, when, in the beginning, you went to look at these homosexual propaganda pushing ass niggas.
Word.
Now,
yeah, man.
I heard that, I took that as, okay, he must be talking about when Lil Wayne was kissing that Birdman nigga and everybody around him had to what the fuck face on.
Exactly. I'm talking about that. I'm talking about the goddamn leggings, the whatever the shit is called that you know, that he busts out with. Talking about, you know, all of that shit. Nicki Minaj on all, you know, the girl-on-girl situation, all that shit. Like, yo, man, they... And the reason why I'm going so hard, it ain't that, you know, I'm a gay basher or anything. They're not on my radar like that. I'm not joining no against gays fight or no shit. That's not what I'm dealing with. But when they are doing what they're doing and they know that our young, our babies is looking, you know what I'm saying? Like, our little ones is determining how they going to get down in life. Looking at that shit, and they know this, and they know this. So just like when I was coming up and, you know, people got on Luke Skywalker, they got on his case because, yo, hey, man, you pushing this. It, you know, in a sense, they was right because, yo, I was naked. I was oversexed by watching the Two Live Crew early, you know what I'm saying, and at 12 years old, thinking about things that might should have, I was going places in my mind that I might not have went if I wasn't, you know, exposed to that. So,
gotcha.
You know, and I'm not saying to censor them. I'm just saying, yo, man, I don't feel it, and I'm going to let you know about it. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? So, but that kissing each other shit, they trying to say that's how they get down. I've seen interviews with Juvenile and BG and just talk to brothers and sisters from New Orleans, from they hood, actually. And they like, nobody don't get down like that. That's some next shit they doing. That's some goddamn faggot-ass shit they doing. That's what it is. And it belong to them. You know what I mean?
All right, and also, we also got to be clear when, in the track, when he says Asian-ass niggas, he's not calling them feds. He's not calling them CIA operatives. He's not calling them any type of federal law enforcement, anything like that. He's talking agents of propaganda, right?
Well,
agents that are trying to dumb down the masses with bullshit.
Hey,
right?
I will say
agents,
this.
What's up?
I will say this, though. They are pushing these crackers' agenda real hard, though. That's why I'm calling them agents. They pushing their agenda just like in the Matrix movie where anybody can turn into Agent Smith. All he got to do is come touch you, and I don't care if you was down with Neo, you might have been Neo's brother. They touch you with that shit, you turn into Agent Smith.
Right.
And that's them niggas right there. You know what I mean? Like, they got
touched.
That's
pretty much in a nutshell.
Yeah, yeah. I ain't saying that they not George Bush, but they down with that agenda, you know. So, you know, so be it.
You know, they gotta do something strange for that little bit of change, you know.
But, there you go. There you
well,
go.
Also in the song, you know, showing how much money they got ass niggas. Of course, you know, we see the videos going back from shit, Young Money in the 90s, Juvenile, the car, the gold teeth, the chains, the flashing the wads of money, making it rain and all that. That's the shit he's talking about. You know, not saying that no one can get it, you know, because there's ways to get it. But for your normal Joe Schmo nigga in the hood, shit like that is unattainable. Or for us to get things like that, they got to do other shit. They got to rob, they got to steal, they got to sell this to get it.
And you know what, man? It ain't even about them. Yo, if you can get $1 billion, cool. But when you start saying you not shit because you don't got no money, when you start coming to the hood with hood songs and saying, I got money, and because you don't, you not shit, that's a problem. No matter, I know niggas who got paper. I know brothers who got paper. I know people who have money. I know women who have money. But it's a difference between saying, okay, I have it, and, you know, I even if you're not helping nobody, hey, I got it, and I ain't going to help nobody. But I'm not saying you're nobody because you have no money. That's insidious. You know what I mean? That's what makes them agents. Because what does that do? Now that makes a young brother say, okay. And how do you say he got it? Oh, he's flipping bricks. Lil Wayne selling bricks, really? But he said it in the rhyme, so I'm 13 years old, I believe that. Now I'm trying to get in the drug game. I got to come up and be just like him, so I can have me a girl just like Nicki Minaj. She already said I ain't shit because I'm selling grams and not weight. I'm sharing bottles. You know what I mean? So, yeah,
I got to do that shit myself. You know, like I say, you know, I'm trying to get them to doing other shit, selling drugs, stealing, robbing, you know, so they can have that shit.
Exactly.
Which is pretty much saying that dumb example, still pushing the agenda because all they want to do is keep niggas down in jail and dumb down and shit.
Word. You know,
you know what I'm saying?
Get your paper, man. I ain't mad at it. Get your paper, but damn, don't say we ain't shit because we ain't got it. You know, that's terrible. You know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely. 347-857-4302. We gotta pay a couple bills. Come right back. We got more music from Tahir RPG. Matt, before we do that, we gonna open up the phone line real quick, cause you know we got callers here. They've been waiting. They've been tuned in since 10 o'clock, waiting to say something. I'm gonna call you off by the last four of your number. Last four digits 0864. 0864. You're live on pregame. Let the people know who you are and where you're calling from.
Hotel. This is Brother Shabazz. I'm calling from South Carolina. Peace and blessings. Not much, man. Not much. Is definitely tuning in to Brother Tahir, man. And I guess even this conversation being on topic, referencing to the brother's music, firsthand now, and I have to tell you, brother, I don't think I talked to you about this personally, but that I never did really know that you produced that Let's Get Free album, the majority of it. But if you were the controller of that vibe, man, that was like one of the best albums of hip hop. That's hands down. So just, you know, I'm pretty sure you definitely feel good about that production. But that is a good album that oftentimes gets kind of swept under the rug. And you know, I just wanted to congratulate you, brother. You're doing the work, even you, my brother, that are having the show. This is the fitting conversation. Yes, sir. This is the fitting conversation that we need to be having. Basically, even with our brother was saying, destroying the aging-ass mentality, whether it be us calling our women bitches, because if you hear that on the music now, that's what you hear from a lot of guys saying, oh, I'm down with my niggas, but fuck the bitches. And, you know, and it's too much disrespecting of our queens when we definitely need to be hearing some type of song that is going to uplift them. Even in R&B songs, we hear them basically trashing. And you do see a lot of this homosexual agenda being pushed. And that's, you know, I'm not a homosexual basher either, but I definitely am a promoter of straight marriage, mother and father. This is something that we have lacked inside our black communities. So right now, with knowledge being the head of our artistic ability to be able to shift through music, through even, you know, dance or whatever it is, I feel like we should be doing that in knowledge and within the knowledge of us where they can help us, facilitate us. But right now we have gotten all our path. We are facilitating the agent. We're making the agent's pocket just that much more bigger so he can come back down and kill us, and we filling up his prison. So this music, this movement, man, is the movement that, please, I want to see how I can help. I'm an artist myself. I'm a producer myself. I'm definitely down. So we definitely have to start to network, and we're going to have to start exchanging it and getting this stuff up online, man, because like the brother said about promoting this video, that's what I know I've definitely been trying to do. And those of us, there are a lot of people that talk this conscious talk. That's what I've been seeing. But then they're not promoting the things that it's going to take in order to put, like, even with this Cash Money disc. You know, we know it's a lot of stuff within controversy. This thing right here will be the wonderful thing to promote for the conscious community. So I appreciate you all for having my wheels going, man. And I probably have some questions, but I don't want to take up too much time, man. I just wanted to...
Oh, man, it's all good. Now I'm saying we got to pay some bills, come back, you know what I'm saying, and you in for a treat because we're going to have a little exclusive, you know what I'm saying. We got to have Ty here, you know, spit some off the top, and it's going to be fresh, it's going to be clear, you know what I mean? So it's definitely going to be cool. We're going to get to some more music. We're definitely going to be rapping more. We're definitely going to be talking, bring Pat Nation for the future, Ty here for the future. And all that is Free Game Radio, 347-857-4302. Artists, producers, models, singers, you want to get at me, you want Free Game Radio to feature you, we promote all that good stuff. Drop me an email, freegameradio@gmail.com. Hit me on Twitter at Brooklyn Black, even on Instagram, Brooklyn_Black. Everything is spelled exactly how it sounds. I don't do numbers for letters and none of that crazy shit. But we'll be right back. It's Free Game Radio. And we're rocking.
Street dreams all made up, they made up. Niggas push beamers at 300. A drug dealer definitely is reaching a key to the key. Everybody looking for something. Street dreams all made up, they made up. Shorties on their knees, but niggas with big niggas with big.
My man put me up for the share, 1/4 of a square, headed for Delaware with one change of gear. Nothing on my mind but the dimes that we blaze, with the glaze in my eye that we find when we crave. Dollars and cents, a fugitive with 2 attempts. Jake had no trace of the face, now they drew a print. Though I'm innocent, to proven guilty, I'ma try to get filthy. Purchase a club and start up a realty. For real, G, I'ma fulfill my dream. If I could steal my scheme, then precisely I build my cream. The first trip without the click, sent the bitch with the quarter. The brick, this is it, fresh face, NY plates, got a crooked eye for the jakes. I want it all, armor on Benz and endless paper. God's sake, what a nigga gotta do to make a half a million without the FBI catching feelings.
Street dreams all made up, they made up, niggas push beamers at 300. A drug dealer definitely is reaching the key to the key. Everybody looking for something.
Niggas see the cat, 25 to flat, put 1,000 feet back, holding cats wasn't making me fat. Snitches on my back, living with moms, getting it on, flushing crack down the toilet. 2 sips from being alcoholic, 999,000 from being rich, but now I'm all for it. My man sword like Dion Warwick, a wilder team for a while.
realize a dream we could all score with. The cartel, Argentina, coke with the Nina. Up in the hotel, smoking on Sesamina. Trina got the fish scale between her. The way the bitch shook her ass, show the dogs never seen her. She got me back living sweeter. Fresh Caesar, Gavin, David Robinson, Wally Moccasins. Bitches blow me while I'm hopping in the drop top of him. Word is born, son, I had that bitch down on my shit like this.
Street dreams all made up, niggas push beamers and 300 feet. A drug dealer destiny is reaching the key.
For luck, dreaming, scoping at large, niggas beaming. Check what I'm seeing, cars, ghetto stars, pushing ill Europeans. G'ing, heard about them old timers ODing. Young, early 80s, throwing rocks at the crazy lady. Worshipping every word the rope rocking niggas gave me. The street raised me up, giving a fuck. I thought George said the gold chain was living it up. I knew the dopes, the pushers, the addicts, everybody. Cut out of classes to smoke blunts and drink naughty. Ain't that funny? Getting put on the crack money. With all the gunplay, painting the kettle black, hungry. A case of beers in the staircase, I wasted years. Some niggas went for theirs, flipping coke as they career. But I'm a rebel stressing to pull out of the heat, no doubt. With Jeeps chinning out, spinning, never holding out.
I know the game ain't gon' right when I'm gone, but I'm gone. cause I'm a just be me. The greatest brother spitting this, I just may be. But I ain't making no dough, I'm patient for show. Come on, yo, I'm waiting to blow. Cause I'm a just be me. The greatest brother spitting this, I just may be. But I ain't making no dough, I'm patient for show. Come on, yo, I'm waiting to blow. Cause I'm a just be me. The greatest brother spitting this, I just may be. But I ain't making no dough, I'm patient for show. Come on, yo, I'm waiting to blow. Cause I'ma just be me. The greatest brother spitting this, I just may be. But I ain't making no dough, I'm patient for show. Come on, yo, I'm waiting to blow. Yeah, this is the Baltimore Sun, man. And I say all that to say this. Don't forget where you came from, man. You got plenty of dudes out here inking deals, and they lose sight of realities. They lose sight of the people that was down with them in the trenches, you know? New friends, new ends, new shows. But when the money gone, the people gone too, you know? Then you're gonna come back to those people that was once down. But those familiar faces gonna turn them around. They only want you while you high, babe.
That's the truth, man.
Please believe me.
I see it happen so many times.
Cause a dude don't got a deal.
Don't
make him the real deal. Baltimore, son. Cause I'ma just be me. The greatest brother spitting this, I just may be. But I ain't making no dough, I'm patient for show. Come on, yo, I'm waiting to blow. Cause I'ma just be me. The greatest brother spitting this, I just may be. But I ain't making no dough, I'm patient for show. Come on, yo, I'm waiting to blow.
Yeah, what's up, what's up? It's your boy Cashmere. And you are now chilling out on pregame radio with your boy, Brooklyn Black. TCA, stand up. The Cash Administration, what's happening? Brooklyn all day. I'm from Brooklyn. He from Brooklyn. So you know how we do. We go animal people. Nah, y'all check it out, man. You on pregame radio, man. Y'all check out good music, good hosts, good people, lovely environment. So here you go, pregame radio. Yo, Black, throw one of my joints on, man. Let them know pregame. We pregame ready. Uno.
Pregame radio 347-857-4302. Brooklyn Black, the hell can be in the building. And we here pretty much ramping, doing the damn thing, rocking this show. And holding it down. Like I said, he's been dropping jewels pretty much since he got here, man. Whether it's through Vaughn, through the interview. You know what I'm saying? So let's get back into it. So, to all of you done. All that you got lined up, and I know you performed. And what would be the pinnacle, like where you when you perform there, you say, "Yo, I did it." What would be the one place you could perform at?
That if I perform there, I would feel like I'm done. I did it.
Yeah, like you made it. That would be the pinnacle of your career. Like you perform there, you ain't gotta make another beat in your life.
Woo! That would be at the concert held in somewhere in Africa, toasting to the fall of America and its in flames, and I'm doing a song, opening or closing, whatever. Being on that bill, yeah, I did it. Repat Nation is the situation. My fist would be up high. I'd be making a toast. You know what I'm saying? Got the cigar in the air, letting the ancestors breathe. Yeah, that'll be the day right there. You know what I'm saying? If I got to choose one spot, yeah, that'll be the spot.
That's definitely what's up. So with everyone that's out now, mainstream, underground, you know, who would you see yourself collaborating with, whether it's you just producing or you featured on the track with them? What artist would be one you would definitely want to work with?
Well, I definitely And it's just so funny that the guy that you just played, I think he's from Baltimore. One of the groups I would love to work with that I'm sure I'm going to get a chance to work with ASAP is my brothers Precise Science out of Baltimore. They on the Books and Beats tour with me with Professor Gustav Savrock. Precise Science, I can't wait to work with them. And definitely, you know what, Lupe Fiasco, man. I love that last album he dropped, and I know they don't like him, but I love him. He representing Africans worldwide, and he know what time it is. So, yeah, I like to work with him, too.
Amidst with your whole Asian-ass nigga campaign, because it's definitely picking up steam on YouTube, it's getting shared, and everything like that. Now, if they go, let's just say Cash Money goes, hey, man, we know we fucked up, X, Y, Z, yada, yada, yada. We like to work with you. What happened?
You know what? I thought about that. I'm glad you asked that. The way that I can work with Cash Money Records is if they came out with a song, and I'm dead ass serious. If they came out with a, it could be an all-star song. They ain't got to do one apiece. But if they came out with an all-star song with the same push as they do for everything and a tone to the black community for all the bullshit that they done said and did, the Emmett Till line, the Malcolm X joint, and all the bullshit, just explain it. It don't got to be no hook. It could be a hook, whatever. Just an atonement song for the bullshit that they have done. If they can do that, then, yeah, I work with them because everybody makes a mistake, but it takes real G's. A real G will say, yo, I fucked up right there. And you know, and never again, you know, and I'll try my best not to ever let it happen again and come out on the same stage. And I don't know interview like how Nicki Minaj got on Hot 97 and, what they mad about now and that bullshit-ass excuse. Like, nah, come out with a song. You know, same fervor as you did. Come with the fervor like that, and yeah, hell yeah, I work with them. Because at the end of the day, man, they just Africans that's caught up in this bullshit just like all us. But, you know, they just happen to say, I'm going to embrace the bullshit and just be about it, you know. So, you know, that yeah, that's how I would work with them.
So let us know, man, what's next on the Repat agenda? You know, you guys are on the Asian Ass Niggas campaign. Like I said, you guys are pushing that. It's picking up steam. It's getting that momentum. But after that, what's the next thing? Like, is there a Repat Nation mixtape drop? Is there a compilation? Is there another Tahir RPG album? What's next?
Well, right now, I'm in the midst of mixing my new album, Hymns of the Whirlwind. So that's my new joint coming. But, you know, people can go and check me out at tahir.bandcamp.com, and they can hear, like, I got 13 albums, man. They can hear everything there, and you can hear it all the way through. I'm not giving you just a little snippet. You can hear the song, and I would love for you to support it. You know, I appreciate the purchase, but definitely it's a lot of jewels in there that my elders hit me with. So I'm glad to be able to hit other people with it. And Books and Beats Tour, man, that's what Repat Nation is doing right now. We're on a tour with Professor Griff, the OG, triple OG, Professor Griff, a Public Enemy. We're on a tour with him, Precise Science, the group out of Baltimore, Five Rock, Kalonji Changa with FTP Movement, and myself, and I think Star, she's been added to the list as well. But yeah, we moving around, making noise, and it's a great, yo, this tour is like the Lyricist Lounge Fresh Fest of quote unquote conscious music, but it's actually we dealing with solutions. We ain't just mad at crackers and shit. Like, we're actually building and breaking down and seeing, okay, now what can we do to build our nation? You know what I mean? We discussing repatriation. We're discussing how to fortify our communities and how to build them. You know, it ain't just a tour of mad rappers and all of that like people like to think. Like, nah, we actually getting it done. You know what I mean? So that's what Repat Nation is dealing with. Be sure to check out Cool Kim Radio. You know, you can just put that in the Google, Cool Kim Radio, my brother Aunt Benu. You know, that's Repat Nation. That's what we're dealing with right there. Spiritually building, physically building, and, you know, nation building. That's what it is.
All right, we're going to start there, Brother Shabazz in here, because I know he, you know, he's still got questions. He's still rocking, because he's been rocking since 10 o'clock. Shout out to everyone who's rocking online with us. There is a chat room, so just scroll down to the bottom of your screen. Type in your questions for to hear. And, you know, I'll read them on here, your shout-outs, your requests. If you want me to spin a check again, I'll definitely do it. 347-857-4302. Brother Shabazz, what's up, man?
Man, it's a blessing, brother. It's a blessing. Like I said, man, being able to just listen to you brothers, as brother was talking about the importance of having a brother, a young brother like Brother Ankur New, that is leading the way to encourage that knowledge, that spiritual essence within us, and strong warrior brothers like Taya RBG that are fighting that fight with their artistry. And my question to you, Brother Tahir, is even when we look at even Hollywood or the Hollywood, or knowing there are a lot of rituals being done even within the music industry, wouldn't we have to basically come back, because they have basically controlled our babies and what they see, whether Beyonce, Gucci Mane, Waka Flocka, all these names, they control our children. So to say that we come back and basically, like you said, take that back over, or, you know, wouldn't there be a very dire need for us to be implementing certain rituals? Even when I looked in your video, inside your video, where we saw that essence, even while you were laying down that Ogun nature and you were slaying the people, shouldn't we encourage that as well inside our music, brother?
Yeah, I think it should be, me personally, yeah, I think that's a part as far as having a successful movement that a lot of times is overlooked because of the lack of understanding of it. African spirituality, when we talk about African spirituality, that usually is coupled with, you know, planning and strategic moves. That's usually where you see the most of our victories in history. You know what I mean? From whether it be from the Haitian Revolution down in Haiti, you know, with the L'Ouverture. Yo, it was Voodoo along with that ran the French up out of there. The French that they saw their soldiers turning into feathers, it made them break out. When you're talking about Cuba, with Castro, yo, Cuba is 90 miles off the coast of Miami. Like, with some serious binoculars, you might can see that shit. So how is it that Cuba, and bringing all that drama, And Castro can come to America and kick it as public enemy number one and go back to Cuba with no problem, because he's dealing with Santeria. He's given a elephant to his Obatala shrine. He's given a tiger to his Shango shrine. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of people just don't know. I mean, man, look, Shaka Zulu went and kicked the British. Kicked the British ass, made sure they did not stay, they got the hell up out of South Africa. You know, our African spirituality is not just a thing outside of us, but it is us. So when we start to embrace that in all of our the things that we take on, man, we'll be straight. So, yeah, you know, when I'm dealing with something like Cash Money, and that was a direct hit to the black family, what they did. You know, let me just be clear. I didn't put nothing on them or nothing. I just wanted just to let them know, hey, we babysitting, and we know how to take care of you. You know what I'm saying? And that's one way where, you know, man, you can come with guns all day, you know, and no doubt, we all got the guns. But when you in concert with the forces that make a gun work, then what, you know, who can do something to you? You know what I'm saying? So I think African spirituality in all its expressions must be it'll be great if it's dealt within hip hop, and I'm here to do that, you know.
Man, we greatly appreciate you, man. Thank you. We thank y'all, man. Pre-game radio, man. Man, it's a blessing, man. Like I say, I'm thankful for being able to have another outlet other than, you know, all the Drakes and the Lil Wayne's and all this other stuff. This is opening the doorway, and I feel like this is the work that we have for the ages. So we got to get to it. So thank you. Thank you, my brother.
Man, just thank you for the love, man. I do this every Friday, Saturday night, 10 to midnight, different guests, and trust me, we go all ham. That's one thing about pregame radio. We can pretty much put on any fat, any facade, and we could just rock and roll with the punches and just keep going. You know what I'm saying? But now, Tahir, let me ask you, brother, to the young brother right now that's listening in, to the young brother that follows you on Bandcamp, to the young brother that's your Facebook friend and likes every new track that you throw on, you know, and he's perfecting, he's beating on the table, and he's writing his bars. And, you know, you 13 albums in independently. What would you say to this young brother that wants to follow that path that you're doing?
I would say, do your thing, follow it, if that's what he wants to do. I definitely would tell that young brother, that young sister to, when they're writing, write exactly what you want to see, because that's the magic in the song. When we do our song and we write what it is, whatever we write, we say it like about 1,000, 2,000 times, you know, because that's just the nature of it. And so saying it that many times, you've turned it into a mantra. And if everybody, whoever doesn't know about mantras, they bring things to life. So, you know, if you're writing, you know, I'm beautiful and I'm the best and I'm successful, and that's what your rhyme is saying, that's what you're going to be. You know, if we're writing about we're free and self-determining, and, you know, we've got this land, and we're burning this spot down, that's what's going to happen. Now, if we write that, you know, times is hard and I'm fucked up and I'm always fucked up, well, guess what? You're going to be fucked up for a long time because you've said it a million times. So, you know, that's what my advice would be, and that's what I would tell any artist, you know, young brothers, young sisters, getting in the game, write about what you want to see and make that thing come to fruition. And, you know, and don't be no Asian-ass nigga because somebody like me will come see you.
All right, so let's tell us about this last track, Ann Cracker. You know, let's get into that one, man. Shut up that one for us.
Okay, yeah, man, Ann Cracker, we're building on them sciences, baby. That's what it's about, getting into that African spirituality and letting them know it. And there ain't no Trayvons over here, ain't no Jordan Davises over here. You know what I'm talking about? I'm going to be telling the story, and I'll be getting off.
That's what it is. We got to get into a pregame radio, 347-857-4302. We got to hear RBG in the building. Shout out to Brother Shabazz on the check, and shout out to Baltimore Sun. Definitely holding us down. Check out sunclothing.com. New fashion line definitely coming up. We actually played his track a little earlier, Don't Let Me Down. So he's definitely a good brother. Also, check out the S&M show, which goes down right here on the Pregame Radio Network every Wednesday night from 11 to midnight, featuring Lady Steele and Miss Ava. Last Wednesday, they had this porn attorney on, and they got into a whole bunch of other topics. It was definitely a good listen. So if you guys are listening to the site, blogtalkradio.com, /pregame_radio. You could definitely hear that replay. And catch all shows on the Pregame Radio Network as they, you know, come on. And I'll definitely be updating you guys. So you guys want to definitely follow us on Twitter, on Facebook. We'll drop all of that. But right now, it's all about to hear RPG, man. Here we go. And a crack on Pregame Radio.
So my homie called me and say, Ty, I know you down there with all that foolishness going on. what the deal is. What you got to say about all that? See, I've been saying the same thing since the late 80s, early 90s, all the way to now. You know, as far as Africans, where Garvey went wrong at, y'all? Where his plan was wrong at? You know? But as far as me and my family, they ain't touching us.
Roosters in the front, check. Goats in the back, check. Shrines on point, uh-huh. My crew is on track,
okay.
A Joshe on my chest, my nation repack, and cracker tried, I lay them off, gotta say it. Roosters in the front,
check.
Goats in the back,
check.
Shrines on point,
uh-huh.
My crew is on track,
okay.
A Joshe on my chest, my nation repack, and cracker tried, I lay them off, flat.
Hey.
G-O-D, emotions are stable,
uh-huh.
My DNA derived from the cradle. Got proof, no spoof, flukes or fables told. I hold rank invaders, I disable. Soon as my mans drop, heads rock. Go against my grain, buddy, you bet not. Behold, the grand wizard of the wizardry had them where they was kissing me once. Now they dissing me.
Really?
Once, I would've went haywire. St. Elmo's firing on the entire crew for everything they do. Prior to the present mindset I acquired, way higher. Now I know better, so I grow better and do better. Whether endeavors are beneficial or not, turn ills to new hot records. Hold up, y'all must have forgot. Give me a second, y'all. Roosters in the front,
check.
Goats in the back,
check.
Shrines on point,
uh-huh.
My crew is on track,
okay.
A Joshe on my chest, my nation repack, and cracker tried, I lay them off, gotta say it. Roosters in the front,
check.
Goats in the back,
check.
Shrines on point,
uh-huh.
My crew is on track,
okay.
A Joshe on my chest, my nation repack, and cracker tried, I lay them off, flat.
Hey.
The Lord of the Lords, the ball till I fall, then I pause for the cause and about face. Kept it raw to the core, then they jaws hit the floor when they saw what I brought to the black race. We ain't black, it ain't a race, okay. I'm gon' pay for English language debates, trying to communicate. They court rumors like monosodium blue to make. I discard it, cracker laws is garbage.
Remember that.
On my shrine, stay fair, homie, I'm too devout. Confident with the force, so I be cooling out. Soon as the pigs step up running, they doodle mouth. I hold my nose while my ancestors shoot it out. Yep. And bang bang on the cracker gang. We the top shotter like Khufu. Let them hang juju. It ain't a thing, you rolling with the all knowing. So pardon me for all the showboating. I got roosters in the front,
check.
Goats in the back,
check.
Shrines on point,
uh-huh.
My crew is on track,
okay.
A Joshe on my chest, my nation repack, and cracker tried, I lay them off, gotta say it. Roosters in the front,
check.
Goats in the back,
check.
Shrines on point,
uh-huh.
My crew is on track,
okay.
A Joshe on my chest, my nation repack, and cracker tried, I lay them off, flat.
Hey. Know what I mean? If you don't know what I mean, do an in-depth study of the Cuban Revolution. Do an in-depth study of the Haitian Revolution. Do an in-depth study of Shaka Zulu and his revolution and how he kept these crackers off. Do an in-depth study of ancient Kemet and how we had thousands of years of peace. How Pianki and Taharqa kept them from invading. Do in-depth studies, find out. Of course we got them guns. But you think we playing? We got some guns. What other weapons are we using? Huh? That's all I'm saying. I ain't giving it all away. I ain't doing like some of y'all Facebook folk just giving it all away and shit. So I know how you're moving. You don't know how I'm moving. I know how they moving though. It's somebody right in your city that's dealing with it. You need to get with them and stop hating on them. Stop calling them all kind of stuff. Saying they all out in the stars and the cosmos. They ain't dealing. If you're on the ground, then get with them. So you have as above, so below covered. You dig? Put your pride aside. Foolish pride will kill you. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. RBG, stand up. Repat Nation is the situation. Bam.
Free Game Radio, 347-857-4302. Now, all my loyal Free Game listeners 4 years deep know, I only do this when the track is crazy. I'm running it back once again. And Cracker, tell you all, RPG, Free Game Radio, 347-857-4302. Listen to the damn beat, y'all. We'll be right back.
So my homie called me and say, Ty, I know you down there with all that foolishness going on. What the deal is? What you got to say about all that? See, I've been saying the same thing since the late 80s, early 90s, all the way to now.
You know, as far as Africans, where Garvey went wrong at, y'all? Where his plan was wrong at? You know? But as far as me and my family, they ain't touching us.
Roosters in the front, check. Goats in the back, check. Shrines on point, uh-huh. My crew is on track,
okay.
A Joshe on my chest, my nation repack, and crack a tried, I lay them off that. I say roosters in the front,
check.
Goats in the back,
check.
Shrines on point,
uh-huh.
My crew is on track,
okay.
A Joshe on my chest, my nation repack, and crack a tried, I lay them off flat.
Hey. G-O-D, emotions are stable,
uh-huh.
My DNA derived from the cradle. Got proof, no spoof, flukes or fables told. I hold rank, invaders are disabled. Soon as my meds drop, heads rock. Go against my grain, buddy, you bet not. Behold, the grand wizard of the wizardry had them where they was kissing me once. Now they dissing me.
Really?
Once, I would have went haywire. St. Elmo's firing on the entire crew for everything they do. Prior to the present mindset I acquired, way higher. Now I know better, so I grow better and do better. Whether endeavors are beneficial or not, turn ills to new hot records. Hold up, y'all must have forgot. Give me a second, y'all.
Roosters in the front,
check.
Goats in the back,
check.
Shrines on point,
uh-huh.
My crew is on track,
okay.
A Joshe on my chest, my nation repack, and crack a tried, I lay them off that. I say it. Roosters in the front,
check.
Goats in the back,
check.
Shrines on point,
uh-huh.
My crew is on track,
okay.
A Joshe on my chest, my nation repack, and crack a tried, I lay them all flat.
Hey. The Lord of the Lords is the ball till I fall. Then I pause for the cause and about face. Kept it raw to the core. Then they jaws hit the floor when they saw what I brought to the black race. We ain't black, it ain't a race, okay. I'm going pay for English language debates trying to communicate. They caught rumors like monosodium glutamate. I discarded, crack a laws is garbage.
Remember that.
All my shrines stay fair, homie, I'm too devout. Confident with the force, so I be cooling out. Soon as the pigs step up running they doodle mouth, I hold my nose while my ancestors shoot it out. Yep, and bang bang on the cracker gang. We the top shotter like Khufu. Let them hang juju. It ain't a thing, you rolling with the all knowing. So pardon me for all the showboating. I got
roosters in the front,
check.
Goats in the back,
check.
Shrines on point,
uh-huh.
My crew is on track,
okay.
A Joshe on my chest, my nation repack, and cracker tried, I lay them off that. I say it. Roosters in the front,
check.
Goats in the back,
check.
Shrines on point,
uh-huh.
My crew is on track,
okay.
A Joshe on my chest, my nation repack, and cracker tried, I lay them off flat.
Hey. Nah, man. If you don't know what I mean, do an in-depth study of the Cuban Revolution. Do an in-depth study of the Haitian Revolution. Do an in-depth study of Shaka Zulu and his revolution and how he kept these crackers off. Do an in-depth study of ancient Kemet and how we had thousands of years of peace. How Pianki and Taharqa kept them from invading. Do in-depth studies. Find out. Of course we got them guns. But you think we playing? We got some guns. What other weapons are we using? Huh? That's all I'm saying. I ain't giving it all away. I ain't doing like some of y'all Facebook folk just giving it all away and shit. So I know how you're moving. You don't know how I'm moving. I know how they moving though. It's somebody right in your city that's dealing with it. You need to get with them and stop hating on them. Stop calling them all kind of stuff. Saying they all out in the stars and the cosmos, they ain't dealing. If you on the ground, then get with them so you have as above, so below covered. You dig? Put your pride aside. Foolish pride will kill you. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. RBG, stand up. Repat Nation is the situation. Bam.
Yeah, we're back in the building. Pre-game radio, 347-857-4302. So, yeah, hands down, that's right now, that's my shit right there, because that beat, it was just so simple, but it knocked. It gave me that old-school feel, you know what I'm saying, and just the which is in the front, coach in the back. Like, it's just, yo, I was definitely feeling that shit, and I was rocking with that one. I mean, like, oh, this shit right here, okay. And like I said, that beat was simple. You know what I'm saying? Your lyrics were legible. You know what I mean? Like, a kid could pick up on that. You know what I'm saying? They'll get on Google, and they'll be able to Google everything you said in the song because they can hear it so clear. It's not a whole bunch of extra ad-libs and other stuff in the song.
Word. I appreciate you, G. Yeah, man. I give thanks. Man, I'm just a reflection, man. And the ancestors just came through and spit it. So I let it go. You know?
You know, definitely. So, let's hear your shout-outs. You know, give me one. Thank any names, anything else that you may have missed during our interview here.
Hey, man, I just want to give a shout-out to all those that's listening, that's tuned in. Definitely a shout to my Repat Nation family, my brother Aunt Benu, my wife Tima Ott, and the Queen Mother Marina Turk. Give a shout out to my Books and Beats fam, Precise Science, Cy Rock, the OG Professor Griff, Kalonji Changa, you know, shout out to all the RBGs worldwide, man, everybody that's standing up for the African liberation. And definitely a shout out to Pregame Radio and you, Brooklyn Black. Thanks for having me, man. Like, you know, a lot of people the way I'm coming with it, people don't be wanting to have me on their show, and I understand, but I damn sure give thanks to those who say, yeah, you got a spot right here. You know what I'm saying? That means a lot to me, brother. I really appreciate you.
Yeah, it's nothing. And like I said, just like I heard, I saw the video, you know what I'm saying? I saw the explanation video and anything like that. And I was just like, yo, this brother I got to have on. Like I said, you know, I myself, I'm tuned in to Conscious Radio. You know, I got my knowledge of self. Shout out to Ms. Blue and everybody at the remix. Shout out to Brother Henry, get well, brother. Shout out to Brother Panic. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, I was like, yo, I just got to have him on the show because I really got to see what he's about. You know, I see you doing a lot of faces. I see you with the machete, you know, so, like, I know. I see you maintaining your altar, which is fucking huge, by the way.
Word.
Like, I've never seen an altar that big in my life.
Yeah, man, we get it in down here, man. That's a Joshi like, African, man. We got it going. We got it.
You must have a neck full of alekes right now.
not at all, man. You know, I got my alekes, but you know, it's all that stuff is just reminders of the forces that are within us, man. When we get in tune with them, you know, we as hard as steel, though. You know, we as flowing like the river, you know, it's just all of the shrines are just reminders and help to get in tune with them forces that are innate, that are inside us, that's nature, you know what I mean? So, yeah, it ain't nothing outside of us. It's all, we just trying just to remember and get in tune with it, and so we can use it just like we use our fingers, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, man, I love it. I'm glad you recognize, you know. Hopefully everybody can recognize it within themselves, you know.
Most definitely. Now, something which is pretty much a customary tradition here at Free Game Radio, artists come in, you know. Yeah, you know, they spill a little some on top of the dome, but there's, you know, we got little tidbits and guidelines, you know, pretty much, of course, it's a cappella. 2, it's off the dome. And 3, just so we know, it's coming off the dome. Throwing a current event, you know what I'm saying? Niggas losing the plane, the Jets getting rid of Mike Sanchez, you know, Mark Sanchez, you know. So, you know, the listeners know you are just straight spitting, you know, giving 35 to 45 seconds, you know, or however long to your heart contends, you know, until I stop you. You know, whenever you're ready, just go in.
Okay. Yeah, man, my off the top of the dome skills is kind of okay. I might get into that cat in the hat like you were talking about earlier.
Well, let's get into it. We gonna see, man.
Okay, well, here we go. Let's see. Yeah, Tahir RBG. About to do it like this, huh? Coming off the top, I love this hip hop. New York to Florida, you rep it nonstop. I used to stay in Brooklyn, Bedford and Dean. Stayed on the scene. Police was really mean. I moved to the bottom. The streets is now clean. But as far as police go, it's still the same team. That's why I say fuck cops and their regime. Army and Navy, Air Force, Marines. Let me see. Repat Nations. We like termites in the wall. Eating at America until this bitch falls. Hope you heard the call. Hope the message reaches you. Hurricane Sandy. That was just a preview. Let me see. You can add Japan. Tsunami is more lethal. I don't know. Repatriation is the situation for my people. Let me stay on subject, though. Well, actually, I am. My freestyle is basic, but I'm showing that I can. I be in the jam.
Yeah. We got the 30. You started going Dr. Seuss on me, so I knew I had to stop you.
All right. Yeah, man.
But let the people know, man, social media, internet, where can they find you? Where can they get your albums?
Man, you guys can find me at on Facebook, Tahir, T-A-H-I-R-R-B-G. Also, you can check me at Repat Nation. That's, you know, do the search in Facebook, Repat, R-E-P-A-T, Nation, A-N-A-T-I-O-N. And you can catch me there. You can also go get the albums at tahir.bandcamp.com. And I got all the albums up there, so please, yeah, come by, check me out, drop me a line. You know, go by the Repat Nation site, like it, check everybody there. You know, it's a lot of information, a lot of people building on this African liberation and this nation building, you know, and really on some hands-on type of stuff. So look forward to hearing from y'all, and don't hesitate to shout me out, because I will holler back, man, so we can make these links.
All right, and no doubt, Tahir, yo, thanks so much for coming through, man. You are welcome back anytime, man. Just drop me a line like, yo, I got some new shit, man, or whatever. Just hit me. You are more welcome to come through and see. One reason why I definitely respect him as an artist, as a man, like, you know, he's a protege, yo, man, my freestyle skills and all that, but he went and he did the whole 30 seconds. You know what I'm saying? Because we've had people come up on here and we tell them, yo, you got to freestyle and do X, Y, Z, and then they're like, oh, word, I check it out and hang up.
Yeah, man. Hey, you know, hey, that freestyling is an art, man. I love it. I respect it, man. But, yeah, I got it. My skills are basic just enough to say I can do it a little bit.
Yeah, because you know what I'm saying? Also, even with hip-hop, that's a fundamental, because even if you're doing the written, before you put it on paper, it's a freestyle anyway.
Oh, yeah, that's 100% right there, no doubt.
You know what I'm saying?
Word.
Every song, even the artists that go in there and they just go in and spit it, the fact that it's recorded and they got to memorize it and it keeps going, and that's what makes it from a freestyle to a written. You know what I'm saying? So once again, man, I definitely appreciate you. We're going to be building all through, so, you know, we already got the contact and all that.
Yes,
you know what I'm saying? So we definitely going to be keep building behind the scenes, keep chatting, keep going back and forth. But once again, thank you so much for coming through, dog.
Yo, you're welcome, bro. Thank you for having me, man. I appreciate you.
Yeah, man, thank you. Appreciate it, man. Have a good one. Be safe.
All right, you too. Peace.
Peace. Shout out to TRBG Repat Nation is the situation. Pre-game radio, 347-857-4302. We about to roll up out of here. Big shout out to everyone in Black Money, Buck Rogers, Buck Rogers Sparrow, Lorena Bobbitt, Lucy L. They just had the New Artists in New York concert going down at the legendary Webster Hall. Big success. Also, you can check Sparrow out in this week's edition of Hip Hop Weekly in all newsstands all over the U.S. It's only $5, so definitely check that out. And matter of fact, here's Sparrow with his latest track, Pregnant, on pregame radio as we get ready to shut things down and have ourselves a good Friday night.
All right. Let's get started. You may learn something.
Yeah, my pocket's pregnant. Yeah, my pocket's pregnant. Yeah, my pocket's pregnant. It's true. Because I fuck the world. So yeah, my pocket's pregnant. Niggas want to know when they do. I say, yeah, my pocket's pregnant. Yeah, my pocket's pregnant. Yeah, my pocket's pregnant. It's true. Because I fuck the world. So yeah, my pocket's pregnant. Niggas want to know when they do. Yeah, my pocket's pregnant. You want to know the truth?
What?
Niggas want to know what I do.
Well,
for 36 weeks, I fuck the world, so anytime now they do. I say, yeah, my pocket's pregnant, yeah, my pocket's pregnant, yeah, my pocket's pregnant, it's true. But when I go in labor, give birth in the club, only my niggas stand in the room. I had singles, that's fine with my pockets pregnant. Yeah, my pockets pregnant, dear love. Because I fuck the world. So yeah, my pockets pregnant. All a nigga do is push. Ice cream and spaghetti in the bowl of eat. Pregnant. My pants got swollen feet. I can't move. Niggas gon' see me sit in my pockets. Well, did you see it kick? I say, yeah, my pockets pregnant. Yeah, my pockets pregnant. Yeah, my pockets pregnant. Me leaving. Cause when I get the grinding, what? Yeah, I get the wanting. Never speak first like name tag. Wow. Never leave work, I'm first aid. Wow. Whenever we hurt and I use my head. What? Never breach birth, no water breaks. What you heard is wrong, the word money. Yeah, and my word is born, I gotta name it. How else would I claim it? Hell. Maybe Abe Lincoln, maybe Ben Franklin. Yeah, my pocket's pregnant. Yeah, my pocket's pregnant. Yeah, my pocket's pregnant, it's true. Cause I fuck the world, so yeah, my pocket's pregnant. Niggas wanna know when they do. I say, yeah, my pocket's pregnant. Yeah, my pocket's pregnant. Yeah, my pocket's pregnant, it's true. Cause in 36 weeks, when I fuck the world, niggas wanna know when they do. I say, yeah, my pocket's pregnant. Yeah, my pocket's pregnant. Yeah, my pocket's pregnant, it's true.
Game of Star Flash. I'm the Benetrack. I'm the Game of Star Flash. I'm the Benetrack.
is Pregame Radio, 347-857-4302. Shots Tire RBG, Reed Pat Nation, is the situation. Thank him for coming through. Thank him. Now we've got to thank Brother Shabazz also for definitely showing love to Pregame and Reed Pat Nation. Tune in tomorrow. We've got guests and all that. Thank you all for rocking out with me. If you missed tonight's episode or any other episode that came on Pregame Radio, that's going for Tomorrow Gone Wild with Lucky Me, the S&M show. That also goes for All Bars Radio and, of course, Pregame Radio. Just go to blogtalkradio.com/pregame_radio. And you catch all shows under the Pregame Radio banner all in one spot. Tune in tomorrow night, 10 p.m. Thank you for chilling with me. Thank you for rocking out. Thank you for just grouping and thank you for supporting. You know what I'm saying? We're coming up on 4 years, so it's definitely a good, you know, a good little feel. But as always, like I say, fellas, don't be a fool, wrap your tool. Ladies, don't fall for the scam, protect your clam. Rob a lot, don't drink and drive. We're going to catch you in the next go round. It's Pregame Radio. You guys have a good night. I'm out of here. Peace.
Initiating shutdown sequence.